There's a photo. You've seen it. Usain Bolt, halfway through a race. Smiling. Not at the finish line. Not after the victory. But during it. And in that split second, everything changed. Because the world had never seen a champion laugh in the middle of war. That wasn't arrogance. That wasn't mockery. It was something radical. It was joy, used as a form of defiance. Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you The Smile That Shook the World, Joy as a Form of Defiance. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music, into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. In a world that often demands seriousness to justify excellence, Bolt danced. In a sport obsessed with grit, he giggled. While others flexed and scowled, he radiated. And somehow, that made him even more dangerous. Because no one knew what to do with an athlete who looked like he was having fun while breaking the laws of physics. They called him cocky, showboating, too loose. But what they didn't understand was that joy wasn't a side effect. It was a weapon. It was how he disarmed pressure. How he controlled energy. How he reminded himself that speed was a gift, not a burden. Let's go back to a time before the medals, before the stadiums, back to Sherwood content. Little Bolt, barefoot, chasing goats, laughing, racing with no clock, no coach, just a heartbeat and a horizon. That was the core. That joy was home. And no matter how big the arena got, he carried that little boy with him. He never lost touch with that original spark. So when the cameras zoomed in, when the gun cracked and the race ignited, what you saw wasn't ego. It was a man reconnecting with his freedom. Joy became his armor. He danced before races to calm his nerves. He cracked jokes to stay loose. He smiled at rivals to ease the tension, his and theirs. Because he knew the truth. Fear tightens muscles. Laughter opens lungs. Joy creates flow. In Beijing, that smile stunned the world. By London, it became iconic. By Rio, it became gospel. Kids started mimicking it. Other sprinters loosened up. He gave permission, for the first time in a long time, for athletes to enjoy being great. This was especially radical as a black athlete. In a world that often demands black men look fierce, silent, intimidating to be taken seriously, Bolt chose something else. He chose light, not to avoid pain, but to redefine strength. And the beauty? He backed it up. Every joke was followed by a jaw-dropping sprint. Every smile by a finish so fast it made the planet gasp. Because that's the part people forget. He wasn't smiling because it was easy. He was smiling because he made it look easy. He once said in an interview, "People overthink competition. Me? I think about winning, but I also think about the music, the vibe, the crowd. That's how I run free. Freedom. That's what joy really was. His ultimate rebellion. His secret sauce. His greatest legacy. So when they talk about Usain Bolt, remember, the medals will fade. The records may fall. But the image of a man smiling mid-race? That's eternal. That's the photo that shook the world.